This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Remote Team Synergy, Best Practices for Virtual Teams. 7 Proven Practices to Build Real Connection Across Any Distance. In short, this article covers 7 practical frameworks that help remote teams build genuine synergy, coordinate clearly, and sustain trust across distance. The Working Agreement Framework for establishing shared team norms. The Visibility Rhythm Framework for keeping everyone coordinated without micromanaging. The Deliberate Connection Framework for building real relationships across screens. Definition: remote team synergy is the state in which a distributed team produces outcomes that no individual member could achieve alone through coordinated communication, shared norms, and mutual trust built intentionally across physical distance. I once watched a project team fall apart without a single argument. They were skilled people, every one of them. They had the tools. They had the work. What they did not have was any shared understanding of how they were supposed to operate together. Messages went unanswered for days. Decisions were made in isolation. People assumed others knew things they had never been told. By the time the project leader noticed, the damage was done. Remote team synergy does not come from good intentions or good software. It comes from structure. When the pressure is on and no one is sitting in the same room, people fall back on their own habits. Those habits rarely match. The result is not conflict. Most of the time, it is drift. Quiet, expensive, demoralizing drift. In this article, you will learn 7 frameworks that give you reliable structure for building and sustaining remote team synergy in any virtual environment. If you are also thinking about how technology shapes distributed collaboration, how technology supports team synergy across locations is worth reading alongside this one. Why structure matters more than you think for virtual teams. Most people believe remote communication is about personality. They assume some people are naturally good at it and others are not. That is not what I have found. What makes the difference, almost every time, is whether the team has a shared structure to operate within. When there is no structure, people fill the gap with assumptions. Those assumptions conflict. Here is where the real damage happens. When a team member sends a message and waits 3 days for a reply, they do not know if the recipient is busy, ignoring them, or did not see it. Without a norm for response times, every silence is ambiguous. When a decision is made in a one-on-one chat and never broadcast to the group, 3 other people make conflicting decisions the same week. Coordination breaks down at the seams. When a team has no regular meeting rhythm, people feel disconnected from the group's direction and start to disengage. Engagement does not survive in visibility. When there is no shared way to raise concerns, small frustrations compound into resentment that never gets addressed. When new members join without a clear onboarding framework, they spend weeks guessing at norms that everyone else developed informally and never wrote down. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Working Agreement Framework. The Working Agreement Framework is a collaborative system for creating explicit, agreed-upon norms that govern how a remote team communicates, makes decisions, and resolves disagreements. It replaces the unspoken rules that office teams develop naturally through proximity. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the foundational challenge of remote team synergy, people operating on different assumptions. It works best when starting a new team, onboarding new members, or repairing a team experiencing friction. How it works. Number 1. Gather the team. Schedule a dedicated session of 60 to 90 minutes. Ask every member to arrive with answers to 3 questions. How do you prefer to communicate? When are you most available? What slows you down at work? Example: I do my best thinking before noon, so I prefer not to have meetings before 10 a.m. Number 2. Build the agreement together. Cover response time expectations, meeting norms, decision-making processes, and how to raise a concern. Write everything down as a shared document. Example: we agree that messages marked urgent will be answered within 2 hours during working hours. Number 3. Review it quarterly. What worked when the team had 5 members may not work with 10. Treat the agreement as a living document, not a one-time exercise. Example: we reviewed our working agreement in Q3 and added a norm for asynchronous video updates. When to use it? Use this framework at the very start of a new team or project. Also use at any time friction is building and the source is unclear. When not to use it? Do not use it as a way to control people's schedules. If the agreement becomes a compliance document rather than a shared tool, it loses all its value. A quick example in practice. A new remote team of six meets for their first working agreement session. One member in Singapore and another in Toronto discover they have only a two-hour overlap. They agree that all decisions requiring input from both will happen in writing, with 24 hours for responses. They document this, share it with the full team, and review it after 90 days. Misunderstandings about response times drop immediately. Eamon's take. I have seen this framework do more for team trust in one session than months of team building activities. When people feel heard in the design of how they work, they take the agreement seriously. Framework 2. The Visibility Rhythm Framework. The Visibility Rhythm Framework is a structured system of regular, brief updates that keep every team member informed about progress, blockers, and priorities without requiring constant meetings. It is the remote equivalent of seeing a colleague at their desk and knowing they are on track. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the invisibility problem that weakens remote team synergy. When people cannot see each other working, coordination suffers and trust erodes. How it works. Number 1. Daily async update. Each team member posts a brief written or recorded update at the start or end of their workday. 3 prompts: what I completed, what I'm working on, and what is blocking me. Example: completed the first draft, working on the data section. Blocked waiting on approval from finance. Number 2. Weekly team pulse. Once per week, the full team meets or exchanges a longer update covering priorities for the week, shared risks, and any decisions that need group input. Example: this week's pulse surfaced a deadline conflict between 2 projects that nobody had flagged yet. Number 3. Milestone broadcast. When a major deliverable is completed or a key decision is made, it is shared immediately with the full team, not just the people directly involved. Example: the client approved the proposal. Here is what that means for next steps. When to use it. Use this framework with any remote team that is larger than 3 people or working across more than one time zone. It scales well. When not to use it. Do not use it as surveillance. If updates feel like check-ins to catch people out rather than tools for coordination, the framework will breed resentment instead of synergy. A quick example in practice. A team of 8 working across 4 time zones implements daily async updates using a shared channel. Within 2 weeks, the team lead notices that blockers are surfacing earlier, fewer people are duplicating work, and the weekly meeting is shorter because everyone already knows the context. Eamon's take. Visibility is not about control. It is about giving people the information they need to help each other. That is where real synergy begins. Framework 3. The Deliberate Connection Framework. The Deliberate Connection Framework is a structured approach to building genuine interpersonal relationships within a remote team by creating intentional, low-stakes opportunities for human conversation. It replaces that informal connection that happens naturally in shared physical spaces. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the relationship deficit that quietly undermines remote team synergy. When people do not know each other as human beings, collaboration stays transactional and trust stays fallow. For a deeper look at the psychological foundation underneath this, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is essential reading. How it works. Number 1. Open the meeting early. Start every team meeting with 5 minutes of unstructured conversation. No agenda. No deliverables. Just people talking. Example: before we begin, does anyone want to share something good that happened this week? Number 2. Pair people deliberately. Rotate one-on-one virtual coffee chats every 2 to 3 weeks, pairing team members who do not normally collaborate. Keep them to 20 minutes with no work agenda. Example: this week, Priya and Marcus have a coffee chat scheduled. Next week, it rotates. Number 3. Celebrate publicly. When a team member does something worth recognizing, say so in a shared space, not just in a private message. Make appreciation visible. Example: Rashida stayed up late to finish the deck for a colleague in a different time zone. That deserves to be named. When to use it. Use this framework consistently and without fanfare. Connection builds through repetition, not grand gestures. When not to use it. Do not force it. Mandatory fun kills genuine connection. Make the space available. Let people fill it at their own pace. A quick example in practice. A team lead introduces 5 minutes of open conversation at the start of every Monday call. After 8 weeks, team members begin volunteering more asking each other for help without being prompted, and naming conflicts earlier. The lead did nothing dramatic. She just made space. Eamon's take. Remote teams do not fail because of bad tools or poor planning. They fail because the people in them never really met each other. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Asynchronous Decision Framework. The Asynchronous Decision Framework is a structured method for making team decisions without requiring everyone to be online at the same time, using a clear proposal, comment period, and confirmation process. It preserves speed while respecting distributed schedules. What it is designed for. This framework tackles one of the most persistent blockers of remote team synergy, the inability to move forward on decisions when people are in different time zones or working different hours. How it works. Number 1. Post a clear proposal. The decision maker writes a short document covering what is being decided, the options considered, the recommended option, and why. It is shared in a visible, shared space. Example, we are deciding which project management tool to use. I recommend Tool Up because of its integration with our existing systems. Feedback requested by Thursday. Number 2. Set a response window. If people a specific amount of time to respond, typically 24 to 48 hours, silence after the window is treated as agreement. Example, if I do not hear objections by end of day Thursday, we will proceed with Tool A. Number 3. Confirm and close. Once the window closes, the decision maker posts a brief confirmation of what was decided and what happens next. The thread is then closed. Example, we have decided to move forward with Tool A. Setup begins Monday. Questions go to Leaner. When to use it. Use this framework for decisions that do not require real-time debate, particularly operational and process decisions. When not to use it. Do not use it for emotionally charged decisions or anything involving personnel. Those conversations need a real-time, human exchange. A quick example in practice. A team stretched across 5 time zones uses this framework to decide their meeting schedule for the next quarter. The proposal is posted Monday morning. By Wednesday, 6 people have commented. 2 suggested changes, the proposal is updated, and the decision is confirmed. Nobody missed a night of sleep for a meeting. Eamon's take. Most decisions do not need a meeting. They need clarity, a deadline, and a place to respond. This framework provides all three. Framework 5. The Conflict Naming Framework. The Conflict Naming Framework is a structured approach for surfacing and addressing team tension early, before it calcifies into resentment or silent disengagement. It gives people a clear, safe path for raising what is wrong without making it personal. What it is designed for. Remote teams often let conflict sit longer than in-person teams because there is no natural moment to raise it. This framework creates that moment deliberately. If you are facing a specific difficult conversation, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy offers direct guidance. How it works. Number 1. Name the behavior, not the person. Start any conflict conversation with a specific, observable description of what happened, not a judgment about character. Example, in the last 3 meetings, the decision was made before I had a chance to share my view. Number 2. Name the impact. State clearly how the behavior is affecting your work or the team's ability to function. Keep it factual and specific. Example, when that happens, I disengage from the meeting because I do not think my input matters. Number 3. Make a direct request. End with a clear ask for what you need going forward. Avoid hints. State the request plainly. Example, I am asking that we leave 5 minutes for input before decisions are finalized. When to use it. Use this framework as soon as you notice friction. Early naming is far less costly than late intervention. When not to use it. Do not use it publicly in a group call. Conflict naming works best one-on-one, in writing or in a private call, before escalating to the group. A quick example in practice. A team member notices she is consistently cut off during updates. Instead of withdrawing, she sends a private message to her team lead. I've noticed that my section of the update is often skipped when we run short on time. It makes me feel like my work is not a priority. Can we agree to protect at least 2 minutes for each person's update? The team lead adjusts the agenda that week. Eamon's take. The teams I respect most are not the ones without conflict. They are the ones that learned to name it quickly and cleanly. Framework 6. The Feedback at Distance Framework. The Feedback at Distance Framework is a structured system for delivering and receiving feedback within a remote team in a way that preserves clarity, reduces misinterpretation, and keeps the focus on improvement rather than criticism. Distance strips tone from text, so this framework compensates with structure. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the specific challenge of giving feedback when you cannot read body language, use tone of voice, or follow up immediately. For a fuller treatment of feedback as a tool for team cohesion, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is the companion piece. How it works. Number 1. Choose the right channel. Positive feedback can be written. Developmental feedback should always be delivered live, via video call, not in a message or email. Example. I wrote the praise in the team channel, but I asked for a video call to discuss the areas for improvement. Number 2. Prepare the specific observation. Before the call, write down exactly what you observed, the impact it had, and what you are asking for. Do not wing it. Example. The report was submitted 2 days late without notice. This caused the client presentation to be delayed. Number 3. Ask before you tell. Start the feedback conversation with a question. How do you think that went? Gives the other person a chance to self-assess before you weigh in. Example. Before I share my thoughts, I would love to hear your take on how last week's handover went. When to use it. Use this framework anytime you're giving feedback that has real stakes, performance, quality, or team norms. When not to use it. Do not use this for routine, low-stakes corrections. Those can be handled briefly and informally. Turning every small note into a structured conversation is exhausting for both parties. A quick example in practice. A team lead notices a colleague's written updates have become vague and hard to act on. She schedules a 20-minute video call, opens with a question, listens to the colleague's self-assessment, and then shares a specific example with a clear request. The colleague adjusts within a week. No resentment. No ambiguity. Eamon's take. Feedback at a distance fails when it arrives as text without context. A 3-minute video call changes the entire temperature of a conversation. Framework 7. The Team Synergy Review Framework. The Team Synergy Review Framework is a structured periodic process in which the team examines how well it is working together, identifies specific friction points, and commits to concrete adjustments. It is a team equivalent of a personal retrospective. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the slow drift that affects remote teams over time. Even teams that start well can lose coordination and cohesion if they never stop to examine how they are functioning. Comparing this approach against other models is something I explore in detail in Hybrid Team Synergy versus Remote Team Synergy. Which model works best? How it works. Number 1. Schedule it consistently. Run a team synergy review every 6 to 8 weeks, separate from your regular project meetings. Treat it as non-negotiable. Example, the first Monday of every second month is our team health session. It is in the calendar for the full year. Number 2. Use 3 structured questions. What is working well? What is getting in our way? What one thing will we change before the next review? Keep it focused and time-bound. Example, we spent 10 minutes on each question. The team identified that our decision process was too slow and agreed on a fix. Number 3. Assign ownership for every change. Every adjustment the team agrees to must have a name attached to it. Anonymous commitments evaporate. Example, Marcus will update the working agreement by Friday to reflect our new decision timeline. When to use it? Use this framework every 6 to 8 weeks without fail. Infrequent reviews allow problems to compound. Regular reviews keep them small. When not to use it? Do not use it as a performance review or an opportunity to air grievances about individuals. This is about team systems, not individual behavior. A quick example in practice. A remote team of 9 runs their first synergy review after 8 weeks together. They discover that 3 people feel meetings run too long and 2 people feel excluded from major decisions. They agree on 2 changes, a 45-minute maximum for all meetings and a written proposal process for decisions. Both changes are owned by named individuals. The next review shows both improvements have held. Eamon's take. Teams that review how they work together are teams that keep getting better. Teams that never stop to look are teams that repeat the same problems quietly, indefinitely. You might also find useful perspective in cross-functional team synergy examples from leading organizations to see how these reviews play out in practice across different team structures. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Starting a new remote team working agreement framework. Team feels disconnected or disengaged deliberate connection framework. Decisions are slow or constantly revisited asynchronous decision framework. People seem frustrated, but nothing is being said conflict naming framework. Feedback is causing defensiveness or confusion feedback at distance framework. Coordination is breaking down across the team visibility rhythm framework. The team has been drifting for months team synergy review framework. Some situations call for more than one framework at once. A team that is drifting and disconnected might need the deliberate connection framework and the team synergy review framework running simultaneously. That is fine. Start with the one that addresses the most urgent problem and layer in the second once the first has taken hold. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you cite once and forget. Treating the working agreement as a one-time event. Teams change, priorities shift, and what worked in month one may not work in month six. A working agreement that is never revisited becomes irrelevant, and people stop following it quietly. Using async updates as surveillance. If team members sense the daily updates are about monitoring their hours rather than coordinating their work, they will write what sounds good rather than what is true. You will lose the real information you need. Giving developmental feedback in writing. Text without tone is read in the worst possible light, especially when the subject is sensitive. Sending a difficult message by chat or email, no matter how carefully worded, is almost always a mistake at a distance. Skipping the team synergy review when things seem fine. Most teams only examine how they work together when something goes wrong. By then, the problem has been building for months. Regular reviews prevent the build-up, not just the collapse. Using the conflict naming framework in a group setting. Naming a conflict publicly before you have raised it privately with the person involved is not courage. It is ambush. Always go one-on-one first. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is the fastest way to use none of them well. Number 1. Choose one framework this week. Look at the decision table above and identify the most pressing problem your remote team is facing right now. Pick the framework that addresses that problem directly. Use it once before you reach for anything else. Number 2. Explain it to your team. Do not introduce a framework silently and hope people follow along. Spend 5 minutes explaining what you're doing and why. When people understand the tool, they use it better and they trust the process more. Number 3. Run it twice before you evaluate it. One use tells you very little. Two uses start to reveal what needs to be adjusted. Give each framework at least 2 full cycles before deciding whether it is working for your team. Number 4. Build frameworks into your calendar. The visibility rhythm, the synergy review, the deliberate connection rotations, these only happen consistently when they are scheduled. Put them in the calendar. Protect the time. Treat them as seriously as any client meeting. For broader communication strategies that sustain this kind of discipline over the long term, advanced communication strategies for sustaining team synergy in complex organizations is worth your time. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Remote team synergy is built through structure, not personality. The right framework replaces the coordination that physical proximity once provided. The working agreement framework is the foundation. Every other framework works better when the team has agreed on how to operate together. Visibility without trust becomes surveillance. Use the visibility rhythm framework to coordinate, not to monitor. Conflict that is not named at a distance does not disappear. It compounds. The conflict naming framework gives people a path that does not require confrontation. Feedback at a distance needs a video call. Written feedback on sensitive topics is almost always misread. Regular team synergy reviews prevent drift. Teams that examine how they work together keep improving. Teams that do not repeat the same problems. If you want to go deeper on any of the themes in this article, these pieces will take you further. How psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy and how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, both speak directly to what holds remote teams together when the pressure is on. Building remote team synergy is a practice, not a gift. Start with one framework, use it well, and build from there. Frequently asked questions. What is remote team synergy, and why does it matter? Remote team synergy is the combined output of a virtual team working with genuine coordination, trust, and shared purpose. It matters because distributed teams without it tend to duplicate effort, miss context, and lose motivation. Synergy is what separates a high-performing virtual team from a group of isolated individuals. How do you build remote team synergy across time zones? Building remote team synergy across time zones requires clear working agreements, consistent communication rituals, and shared visibility into what everyone is working on. Asynchronous updates, overlap hours for real-time conversation, and deliberate team check-ins are the most effective tools. Structure replaces the casual coordination that happens naturally in shared physical spaces. What are the biggest challenges to remote team synergy? The biggest challenges to remote team synergy are invisibility, misaligned expectations, and the absence of informal connection. When people cannot see each other working, trust erodes. When norms are never agreed upon, friction builds. When there is no casual conversation, relationships stay shallow and collaboration suffers. How often should remote teams check in to maintain synergy? Remote teams should check in at least once per week as a full group, with brief daily or every other day individual updates for active projects. The frequency matters less than the consistency. A predictable rhythm gives people the grounding that physical proximity once provided. Can remote team synergy match the quality of in-person collaboration? Remote team synergy can match in-person collaboration quality when teams invest in structure, clarity, and deliberate relationship building. It rarely happens without effort, but it does happen. The teams I have seen do it well treat communication as a skill to practice, not a problem technology will solve on its own. What is a working agreement, and how does it support remote team synergy? A working agreement is a shared, explicit set of norms that a remote team creates together about how they communicate, make decisions, and resolve disagreements. It supports remote team synergy by replacing the unspoken rules that office teams develop naturally. Without it, every person operates on different assumptions. How do you rebuild remote team synergy after conflict or disconnection? Rebuilding remote team synergy after conflict requires naming what went wrong, creating space for honest conversation, and re-establishing shared expectations. Ignoring it really works at a distance. A short, direct conversation focused on how the team will work differently going forward is more effective than a lengthy debrief about who was at fault. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.